Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode number 69 of the No Bad Days podcast. A little bit of a different setup today. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, it's just me and you, man. It's just me and you at the talking table right now. Our boy's gone.
Our boy's gone. Our third member of the trio is gone. But just like back in the old days when we first started this thing, it was just you and me.
Yeah. For what was it? The first like five episodes?
First five episodes. Once we had Marty on, then we decided that he needed to be on full time.
Yeah. But honestly, he's like the Paul Bissonnette of this podcast. And then me and you were like Witt and RA.
Yeah,
you can be with though. I'll take RA.
Well, RA is the actual host, so that would technically be my role.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you're more of the biz. Marty's more of the wit because he's more of like the more serious topic guy.
Yeah, I'm a little more of a jokester,
and you're more like the funny story guy, morale guy.
Yeah, I like to fuck around.
Yeah. And then what happens?
And then I say around? Stuff like that. Yeah, and then you find out.
But yeah, no, Marty, I guess that was one of our talking points. Our boy Marty is got called up to another East Coast Hockey League team. So we were happy to see him go.
And a couple snaps for him. He got his first ECHL goal.
First ECHL couple goal.
Snaps.
Followed by his second ECHL goal the next night. So double snaps, yes, sir. For Marty.
Couple snaps. Congrats, Marty. The boys are proud of you.
Always proud for our boy. He's puts a lot of work in, so it's good to see him get rewarded.
Yeah, he honestly, like growing up, we've all played against really good hockey players throughout the 20-odd years that we've been playing. And he is one guy where his compete level and his stick work,
mm-hmm.
the best I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. And like we've skated with guys that are playing in the AHL, NHL. His stick work is unbelievable.
That's one of his best parts of his game. Well, it is his best part of his game.
Yeah. Like if you're in a stick battle with him, like he'll nudge you and stuff like that. But like he's so strong on it, just a quick lift or a quick whack and he's got the puck.
Very good at protecting the puck, I would say.
Yeah, and he's a good disher. He can dish.
Yeah, he's a disher.
Yeah,
he's actually got quite a few goals this season though, so he's starting to become a goal scorer
now. He's a sniper,
so we're happy for him. He couldn't join the pod tonight because I mean normally he would hop on from his new place, but his parents are actually visiting him right now, so we decided to give him the night off. We said, hey, take the night off, buddy. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your time with your family, because he hasn't seen them since he left in September or October. And
as we all know, family's first. That's the most important thing. Your family was in town this weekend. Mine was in town the weekend before. Now it's his turn. He hasn't seen them since, October.
Yeah.
So, it's a well-deserved night off for Marty. Enjoy your success, buddy. Boys are always rooting for you.
Yeah, he'll be listening, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Just a quick tire pump for you, bud.
Big two goals for him this weekend. Our weekend didn't go as well as his weekend. Three losses.
Yeah. We had a tough one.
Tough weekend. But, hey, there's always next weekend to bounce back, right?
3-3s are tough, man.
That's one thing that's hard to get used to.
Yeah, like, it's such a grind on the body. Like, after that. Third game, like you feel like you've been in a car accident,
especially all three being on the road in different places.
Oh yeah, the travel doesn't help, the lack of sleep.
Yeah,
like sleeping on the bus is tough. Even when you have a sleeper, it's still tough. Coach, even harder. And then you just got to get out there and perform. You got to motivate yourself. Actually, I saw a really cool thing on TikTok about motivation.
Okay.
And I think it was David Goggins talking about it. And for those of you who don't know who David Goggins is, he's a ex-Navy SEAL. And he runs all these marathons around the world and stuff like that. Really interesting guy. If you have the time, look him up. Research his story.
He has a book out too, right?
Yeah, he's got a few. Or just the one, maybe.
I'm not familiar with how many books
he has. But. And he does motivational speaking and all that. But he was saying about motivation, he said, it's just temporary. Like when you're actually motivated to do something. And the key to performing, whether it's in a sport or whatever you may be doing at the time, he said, it's just about showing up and being there. Yeah. And I thought that was a really cool thing because it's like, yeah, realistically, not every night you're motivated to get in the zone and stuff. You just have to be there. Right. And then as it gets going, you progress and then you're in the zone. You're in that mental state of being able to perform at your highest level. I thought that was really cool.
That's an interesting topic because definitely when you're going into a weekend with three games, it's hard not to look past the first game or the second game. Yeah. Sometimes you're thinking about, okay, let's do a job this weekend.
Yeah.
But really you should be just focused on one at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is those baby definitely steps. Hard. And like another thing is like, I find like it's hard to, like, I don't necessarily think about the game until like I get to the ring.
Yeah. And you I think that's I mean? A smart approach to it too, because like you can't be okay. Yeah. Like you can think about it all day for sure, but that can mentally exhaust you, I found, because I used to do that too. I think it's better to just like be relaxed, go about your day as normal, do your game day routines for sure. And that helps you prepare building up to it, but you don't have to be like drop dead serious.
That's like kind of the point. That's a good point. Like I like having my routine.
Yeah.
And like, I like somewhat sticking to the routine pretty like we have a pretty good routine where we do the same thing almost every day.
We eat the same thing. We get our coffees, blah, blah, blah.
But like, if you had to think about every single thing about the game before you get there, then like you said, you're going to be super exhausted and
yeah, you're going to probably gonna
work yourself up to a point where it's like, I don't even want to think about this anymore. And then by the time you're ready to go, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this all day. You've already mentally exhausted yourself.
Right.
And that's the biggest part of the game is the mental aspect, right? Because I don't know, as you get older, everyone's strong, everyone's fast, like everyone can move and all that. It's the mental game that it comes down to. And yeah, like I think like you should just be, like I said, do your normal routine, but like just be normal, treat it like any other day. But once that helmet goes on, then that switch goes on, and you can get into the zone.
Well, and the same, it's like the thing to think about is it is the same game that you're playing every time. It's not like you're changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you might make a few adjustments depending on the team you're playing.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you're still playing hockey. So it's not like you have to learn the whole game every day.
Yeah, you're not reinventing the wheel.
No, you know what you're meant to do and you just got to go out and do it. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, the 3-and-3s, I don't like, we didn't have 3-and-3s in college. We would play Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
And the occasional like Tuesday, maybe. Something's going on outside
of the apartment. Our neighbors are being loud right now. I can hear them through the wall here.
Anyways,
do they not know we're recording?
They must not have got the memo.
Fuck, like the on air signs outside there.
Yeah, we must have to put recording on the door. Put a little red light outside.
Yeah.
Little goal lamp.
Quiet studio in
Quiet
session.
Studio in session. But like I was saying, I think the last time we played 3-and-3s was when we were in junior. Did you play 3-and-3s a lot when you were in junior?
We had a good amount. I had a 4-and-4 my 20-year-old year.
Yeah.
And
I've had a 4-and-4 before too.
Let me tell you, that fourth game didn't go so well.
No.
We lost 7-3. I remember it. It was terrible.
Yeah, that's just a bad schedule. You can't play four games in a row.
We literally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday afternoon.
Yes. It's the Sunday afternoon games that get you because you don't have the whole day to prepare.
No, you have like 12 hours to regroup, go to bed, eat a bowl of fucking pasta at 9 a.m. and then go to the rink.
Yeah, which is nuts.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
And I don't know. And one of them wasn't even like a makeup game. It was just like in our schedule of 4-and-4.
Yeah, that's tough.
You literally can't move the next day.
No. I mean, if you think about the NHL, they play 82 games, which is, what, 27 more games than us? No. 25 more games.
Yeah.
So you play 56.
Yeah.
No, that's not 25.
Wait.
That's 24. No, 26.
Yeah, you're... Hey, you graduated.
Yeah, I think it's 26 more games, but they play throughout the week too. So we're only weekends. So yeah. Their schedule is like they're playing almost every second or third day.
Yeah, that's tough.
So they're not practicing very much.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes up for it in a way. Because like we practice pretty hard.
Yeah, we practice like an hour and 20 minutes probably every day.
Yeah, and they get... Like, we get good treatment here, like, in the sense of, like, recovery and all that. Like, our trainers are great.
Yeah.
But they get, like, top-notch recovery.
Right. Well, they, yeah.
They got all the...
That was just like a gizmos. Personnel thing, though, too. Like, they have probably, like, 5 athletic trainers. Well, maybe not that many. Maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, for us, it's 1. So, mm-hmm. there's, like, you find that... After games, if you want to get recovery or treatment, then there's normally a little bit of a line, or sometimes you have to wait, or sometimes you have to, you know, almost like book an appointment without booking an appointment.
Yeah.
Which I guess would be frustrating on both ends of that, because the athletic trainer probably has a lot. Well, I know Kobe has a lot on his plate.
Yeah, he does. And those guys, they work, like they take their jobs very seriously, as they should, and they're very professional about it.
And Cody's like,
and we're really lucky to have those guys.
Yeah, Cody's like the best athletic trainer I've had.
Yeah, Cody's really good. I had one in junior. Her name was Sarah. Unreal. She was top notch. Her and Cody are the best I've ever had while playing. And you know what, like. Those trainers, they don't get enough credit. Like, it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I know fans and stuff, they usually just focus on the players and all that. But really, like, the trainers and the equipment managers, too. Like, Packer, like Beauty.
Works hard.
Like, they basically catered to you in a sense. And sometimes, like, you feel bad asking for stuff, but, like, you're supposed to. That's, like, how it works. But, and you feel, like, awkward being like, hey, like, can I get a stick? Or, like, hey, can you do my wheels or something like that?
Right.
But that, like, that's their job, and that's, they want you to ask too. Like, they tell you, like,
well, they would want, they want to ask. Rather you ask than have them just kind of guessing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, those guys don't get enough credit. So a couple snaps for the behind the scenes equipment managers and trainers in the game of hockey and all sports.
All sports, everyone works hard.
Yeah.
Speaking about, I think we've touched on the NHL All-Star game was this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't really pay too close attention to it, but I did see some highlights, and I saw the effort
level. Yeah, I don't think the boys that go down there were too interested in playing too much hockey in Fort Lauderdale.
No, there was one play where a guy had the puck in his skates, and he stood there, and everyone stood around him, and then he just kicked it to the other team and scored. And it's like, okay, I get it. Like, you're not trying to exert yourself and all, but like, maybe put in some effort to put on a show for the crowd, you know?
Well, that's the thing. I think we didn't have a chance to watch the All-Star competition or the game because we were playing. But we saw the highlights, and I saw on Twitter that it was like the skills competition as a whole was very lackluster of entertainment.
Like, are they talking about the shoot-on challenge?
We touched on it last week. Like, they didn't make it entertaining enough. Like, it was like very... Very much like a show rather than like an actual skills competition. You know what I mean?
Like, people want to see the best of the best. I had this conversation with my mom today. That's funny that we were talking about it now, but people want to see the best of the best and see what they can do. And that's why, you know, I think baseball and football do it really well.
Yeah, even football this year was...
It was a little unorthodox, but they did it in a cool way. Like, they had those obstacle courses and stuff like that, and dodgeball. Like, I know, like, that's not football, but still, like, they're having fun, and it was a little more entertaining. And it wasn't cheesy.
And baseball, you can go all out because it's, like, not, like, a super physically...
It's not a contact sport.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you're not risking as much of your body as maybe football, like if tackle football or hockey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, obviously you still have to play, but it's a little bit easier to play at the top of your game in baseball.
Yeah, and I like how football does it after the season too, because then guys aren't tired and they actually like are excited
yeah.
to do whatever it is that they're doing.
Right. People were saying that in the NHL All-Star game, the first they did like a semifinal games and then the final game, and the winner of the winning division team got $1 million to split between them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sick.
So they said that the intensity in the final game picked up quite a bit because the players realized that they're
You're getting playing. $200,000
Well, I think it works out to be like $60,000 or $80,000 each.
Okay, sweet. Going on unreal vacation.
Yeah, or like I heard today that what happens a lot of the time is the players they don't really need the money necessarily, you know,
yeah,
unless they're like a young new guy.
Yeah,
but they will like
donate it.
They'll donate it, or they'll split it amongst the trainers and the staff that's working the event.
Okay, I like that.
So that's like a good way to give back too.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than blowing that on a vacation.
Right. Well, I mean, to each their own, but like at least a little bit you give to the trainers who are taking time out of their day.
It's like in golf, like giving your caddy a percentage of whatever it is, right?
Yeah. There's actually a funny story about a golfer. I forget. His name's Matt Kuchar.
Okay.
He's like a long time pro tour player.
Yeah.
And something happened where what did he do? He hired a local caddy for the course that he was in.
Yeah.
So like a guy that not his regular caddy, a guy that just knew the course, and he ended up winning, and he gave the guy $5,000, whereas normally in a tournament the caddies get a certain percentage, which is like way over, but because they had agreed to $5,000 before, that's what he gave him.
Oh, I remember that. He got some backlash.
He took some heat online for that.
Yeah.
And then he ended up bucking up and giving the guy money, but like.
It's easier said than done, but I just don't think like when you're making that much dough, like you like don't be stingy when it comes to that.
No, the guy's made probably $100 million in his career. I don't think.
Oh, okay, yeah, like
you know what I mean, like
yeah, dish it out, man. And again, like it's easier said than done. We're not in that position. There's always two sides to a story and everything, but like, yeah, not a good look.
There's also that story of Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky.
Oh yeah, I love that. The Vegas story.
Yeah, the Vegas about tipping.
Yeah, he Jordan gave the waitress a $5 chip.
Yeah,
and Gretzky took it and then grabbed $100 from Jordan's pile, gave it to the waitress and said, "That's how we tip in Vegas."
Yeah, or that's how you tip as like a
beauty, good Canadian
superstar.
Kid. Yeah, when you're an all-star.
I mean, sometimes
you dish out the black chips when you're an all-star.
But that's why you have older guys that teach you the way, right?
That's it. I don't even know. Is Gretzky older than Michael Jordan?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I think he is, but I don't think he's that much older because they both played in the 80s.
Yeah, 80s, 90s.
Jordan was a rookie in like 1984.
Yeah, and Gretzky was 18 because – Jordan would have went to the league when he was in his 20s. So Gretzky was 18 in the WHA. No, 17 in the WHA. And then in 79 with the Edmonton Oilers. And then in 79, Edmonton became an NHL team.
So yeah, Gretzky's a little bit older.
Yeah.
But not that much.
Probably a couple of years, yeah.
Right. Okay, so, that makes sense.
We always rely on the older guys. Even here, the older guys show us kind of how to be a pro on and off the ice. And
yeah.
You know, and it is the same in junior. The older guys show you how it's done and show you the ropes, how to act, how to play. A couple little tricks up their sleeves, and that's how you develop.
It's always a trickle-down effect, though. It's like a lot of people become the person that taught them to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, like, when you were a rookie in juniors, your 20-year-olds on your team, you know, like,
yeah,
within reason.
I had some really – I had when I was 16, 17, I played with, like, a solid group of guys. We had 16 overagers.
Really?
My 17-year-old year. And that's when the OHA in Ontario brought in the rule where you can only have, like, 9. But if they played major junior the year before, it counts as 2 kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was because of my junior team. We had so many OAs that played in the OHL the year before or had, you know, somewhere between 2 to 4 years experience in major junior. and we would just wipe the floor with teams. And those guys, they were awesome. They being a younger guy on that team was cool because they treated you really well. And
well, the thing I guess to think about is things have changed since we were rookies and junior. That's almost 10 years ago. It's 8 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
since I was
well, you'll be 26 this year. I'll be 25.
Yeah.
So for you, it's almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years because I played at 17, but you played at 16. So
yeah.
It's eight to nine years for both of us. And like obviously
that's crazy.
Things like I know. I think about that all the time.
That's weird, man.
Like 5 years ago, I was in my 20 year and juniors. Four full years ago, I was just going to college.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's been a second.
Yeah, literally. It's been, oh man, that's so weird. And it's like even like I graduated high school this many years ago, like 6 years. Wait, how old are you? Are you 18 or 17 when you graduated high school?
Well, you would have graduated in 2016. I graduated in 2015.
I'm April. So yeah, I would have been 18.
So 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You eight for me.
That's out of high school. Crazy.
I know.
What a loser.
I still feel like a high school student.
Yeah, mentally I'm 15, I think.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about this the other day when we were goofing around.
Yeah.
Like when we like to goof around. Like when we it was last night when we were at Tin Roof with my parents.
Yeah.
And we were having beers with some of the guys.
Yeah.
And we were acting like we were in high school still, and I was like on the way home, I was like, I'm 25 years old. And we just did that on a Monday night. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, I know. And that, I think that's one of the weird things about like the route we take as hockey players too, is you feel, well, one, hockey makes you feel old at 20 because of juniors.
Yeah.
You know, which is a weird thing because when you compare it to life, you're not even old at 30.
No.
Right? And then you go to school.
So you're old in hockey years at 30.
Yeah. It's like dog years.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then you go to, you could either go to pro or you could go to college, whatever. But, and then you feel like a young guy again. And then when you get older in college, you feel old again. And then now I feel like a baby. But I'm going to be 25.
Yeah, because you're a rookie.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's weird how that dynamic works.
Yeah.
Is that the right word for that dynamic?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking right.
But it's just like if you think about the way our lives are right now, it's like we're 16 again.
Yeah.
But we're 25. Like my parents were engaged at 19.
Oh yeah, man. My grandparents came over to Canada when they were like 19 and 20.
I know, and they had to grow up a lot quicker.
And then they had to go get a job and get a house and all that.
Right, yeah.
Like I was picking my ass when I was 19.
Yeah, like my parents had me when they were 26, 27.
So that's literally you next year.
Yeah, so like a year from now.
Imagine.
I would have been, yeah. So that's crazy.
Yeah. That's really weird to think about. But
I don't like thinking about
that. They teach their own, right?
Hey, but I guess that's the world today. Everyone's kind of growing up a little bit slower, I feel like.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are, obviously. Like, we're fortunate enough.
Yeah,
like
we still play the game.
Another thing is, you have to be, to play hockey at the level that we're at right now,
yeah.
You have to be fortunate and have a super strong support group of your family.
Oh, 100%.
To be able to do it, because otherwise, like,
you can't.
Like, not really.
I mean, you can, but you can't.
You could, but it would be a lot harder.
100%. Like, our parents are very supportive of us doing what we do, and we're, like, we've said it before, we're living out our childhood dreams. We're playing pro hockey now, and it's weird because like all our buddies back home, they're graduated, full job, working the big boy jobs, you know, in the office. Yeah, serious girlfriend. Well, you got a serious girlfriend.
Yeah, but they're getting married, buying houses.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, not even close.
Yeah. You're gonna be the guy. We're actually not you. We're gonna be the guys at our 10-year high school reunions. Like, oh, what are you doing?
Oh,
show them a house and two kids. Oh, I still live in an apartment with my buddies
with the boys.
Yeah, 8 months a year.
You show up with a black eye and a missing tooth.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, still playing. Yeah,
and they'll be like, wow, that's so weird. And then, or they'll be like, wow, I'm actually super jealous.
Yeah. There's no in between.
No.
Yeah.
Because they're either happy with,
well, the guys that played sports growing up will be like, wow, it's unreal. And then the guys that didn't will be like, oh, you're a pigeon.
What would you have done if you didn't play hockey? Would you, you would have gone to the university right away?
If I didn't play hockey, well, I've always thought about this too. Like if I didn't play hockey, like I would have loved to have that normal experience of just going to a university at 18 and getting that full university experience of like living in a dorm, meeting new people, whatever, getting that internship, the job after, whatever. But I'm happy on this path. Like I really, if I had to do it all over again, I don't think I would change a thing.
No, me neither.
I think we've built really cool, something really cool out of it.
Obviously,
our matching sweaters will show.
Yeah, we're matching today.
Boys are matching.
You can go on the Hockey Guys shop and purchase these if you want. But
we didn't plan it either. The boys just think alike. But I've thought about that so many times. Like how nice that would be to just, you know. Even as much as we love the game, it could be a little stressful sometimes for sure.
Yeah.
And just to like, you know, see guys like, oh, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm just going to go to the gym and get a quick pump in, or, you know, I'm going to go to the mall or something, you know, oh, I'm interviewing for some internships. Like, I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool. Like,
yeah,
we never really got to do that in a way.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yes and no. But in the summers, you're in training mode, right? Like you're watching what you eat, you're sleeping, you're getting ready for the season, you're working out, but like not for pleasure. Like it's hockey specific workouts, you're skating, all that. Like it can get, what?
Your mic's not plugged in.
Come on.
Four?
No, you didn't sound shit, but you sounded like quieter.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Okay, I'll.
Well, we got. I guess that's pretty funny. We could leave that in. What a donkey.
No, man. I'll cut it out, but I'll leave the part in where your mic was undone.
Well, no, like where you realized.
Yeah. Anyways, the way I was thinking about it was when you said that was, I think thinking about that would be like I'm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Happy now, or actually, it's easy to think about how now you would be like, I might be better off right now having done that traditional university to a job route.
Sure.
However, if you take 25 years from now, are you going to be that much further ahead? Maybe, but probably not.
Exactly.
And you're not going to have all these years of stories and memories and experiences. So that's the way I like to think about it at times.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the day where we're done playing hockey is going to come. You can't play forever.
Right.
And you know that when you're 5 years old too, but you can always go to the workforce, get the job you want.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Right. And yeah, I wouldn't trade it for the world, what we're doing.
No, it's a good, I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Because are you going to be really that far much further ahead?
No.
You might have a little more money in your bank account and you might have a little bit of a head start on your pension or whatever, but
it's okay.
It's just, I'd rather work.
We'll be all right.
I'd rather work when I'm in my late 50s than when I'm in my early 20s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We're living it up, man.
Even though I'm not in my early 20s anymore, I've officially hit the mid 20s.
Yeah. You're almost 30.
Yeah.
Oh, holy. Yeah.
I'll blink and I'll be 30.
Yeah. That's funny. And it's funny too, like hearing like the guys on our team that are actually in their 30s.
Yeah.
Like talk about like just playing and all that. Yeah. And they got some good stories. We're going to have a couple of those guys on in the future. Yeah,
absolutely.
They got great stories. They played at a variety of different levels of pro. And yeah, I'm excited to have them on.
And different paths actually. To pro too.
Yeah, exactly. Some very unconventional and guys. Some
similar to
guys
us.
Like, yeah, similar to us. Or guys like Lotzi too. He's had a great path in his pro career. He's in his seventh year now. So right. I think we're going to get a couple of the boys on and get them to share with our listeners.
And another interesting guy that we might have on is Vandy, because he took 6 years off playing hockey.
Yeah.
And then came back this year.
And he hasn't missed a beat.
He's only a year older than us. So he stopped playing after juniors.
Vandy's a 95.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
you're right. Two years older than me.
Yeah.
But yeah, he stopped playing after junior, went to university, did 4 years traditional university, and then I think just decided that he wanted to play again.
Yeah, got back into it.
That's another untraditional route.
Yeah.
Which is like shows that it's kind of like riding a bike in a certain way. Like you don't really forget.
Yeah.
Just like as you get older, your abilities might go away a little bit, but like not in your 20s.
No, not a chance. And it all it takes is a couple months of like just getting back in shape and then you're fine.
Yeah.
Realistically. And it's funny you say that, like the riding a bike analogy. I remember when I was younger, I went to a few NHL alumni games and you see those guys in there in their 50s and 60s right. kind of like just wheeling around out there. But like you can tell those guys played because, okay, they might not be as fast as they once were or as like coordinated, but you see their skating ability and they can still shoot the puck and they can still skate.
Think.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The patience.
Yeah.
That's why I love in the summer sometimes like playing in, I play in like a men's league.
Yeah.
And it's guys that played high level pro OHL, stuff like that. But like, yeah. In like the early 2000s or in the 90s. So these guys are like in their 40s now, but like you see like the patience they have and like these little moves that they make. And it's kind of cool to like pick up on that. Cause like that can even apply to the level that we play right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's just going to throw someone off.
Right.
Right.
That's off speed pitch.
Yeah. Cause like us young guys are going to go out there, goes friggin' million miles an hour. But you know, these guys just like slightly touch the puck this way, hold on to it, then dish it. And then, I don't know. It's funny to see.
No, it is. It's different because like you said, like everyone thinks that hockey needs to be played at full speed all the time. Whereas like it doesn't.
No,
at all.
Not a chance. See, sometimes it's necessary to slow the game down. Like if you're in a pinch or guys are running around on the other team, like just slow it down.
Yeah.
And it's hard to describe like how to do that, but it's something that happens. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the one guy on our team, Ryan Healy. He played for the Sioux Greyhounds in the early 2000s. And this guy is sick at draws. He's like, I think he's like 42 or 43 now, but like doesn't lose a draw. Like
really?
So nasty at it. And he doesn't even put any effort into it. He just like knows how to swipe. It's kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you can tell that guy played.
No, I definitely... Yeah, like you just pick up on little things here and there. But anyways, my parents were in town this weekend. It was always nice to see them.
Yeah, it was great seeing them.
They're road warriors.
Tammy and Kev. Oh, yeah.
They drove to all three games.
All three away games. That was kind of cool for them, though, to like see like a couple of the away barns.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's different, right? They get to see what life's like on the bus. Well, like on the road, I guess you would say. They didn't come on the bus, but...
imagine they came on the bus.
No, I can't imagine that. But yeah, they get to see different facilities, different fans, different experiences. Like they came to Huntsville, which is like normally the biggest place you play. So, I mean, that was pretty funny.
Do you want to tell the listeners what happened in Huntsville?
Yeah, I mean, like we can.
Yeah, I think we should. I think your mom would get a kick out of it.
I mean, she didn't think it was funny at the time, and she probably doesn't think it's funny still, but
I think it's funny.
I know, but like I felt really bad after anyways. But so we were coming out, they were in the stands for the game, obviously. We left them tickets and I didn't know where they were sitting, so I was like, whatever, see them after.
Yeah.
And I guess they got brought down to where the owner normally sits because the owner wasn't in town that weekend. Mm-hmm. And that just so happened to be the booth right next door to the gate where we go on and off the ice in between periods. So my mom's had this thing since I was like 10 years old where she likes to yell at me to get me going.
She's a hockey mom.
I know, but she thinks it gets me going. And I'm just like, I've told her probably hundreds of times throughout my hockey career that it doesn't motivate me. It only infuriates me when she yells at me. And like, I've told her before, like, that's fine. You can yell. And most of the time I'm really, really good at ignoring it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyways, we're coming out for the third period in Huntsville. We're losing 2-1. I think we were definitely down.
Yeah.
And we had just kind of gotten a little bit of like a scolding,
little pee-pee whack
in the dressing room. So everyone's kind of tense and quiet and we're trying to fire ourselves up and we're behind the curtain. And so I hear her yell like intensity. And I know that to like, when she says that, that means for me to like pick it up kind of thing. Anyways, when she said that, I looked around the curtain and I saw her standing there. I shook my head at her like, don't do that.
Yeah, like, not the time.
Don't do that like to me right now in front of like all my teammates when you're standing right there. It'd be different if you were in the crowd. But she's like,
in front of all my friends.
She's literally standing 15 feet away from us. So anyways, they open up the curtains. We're about to go on the ice. And I'm walking by and she yells it again. Maybe the distance between you and me, five feet away. Intensity. And I don't know why, but I just was like, shut up. and then it just so happened that the guy opening the gate was stuck on it. So he couldn't open it. So everyone kind of came to a screeching halt and I was still standing there.
Right in front of her. I just was
looking forward like, oh God, let's go out on the ice, please. Let's go out on the ice before she kicks my ass here. And then the Mikey in front of me was started to laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, like we got to get out of there. So then we finally got on the ice and I'm skating around and I felt super bad.
Oh, you apologized immediately after.
I know. But like, you shouldn't talk to your mom like that ever.
100%.
I felt guilty.
I thought it was funny. I didn't hear it. Obviously your mom told me after. I thought it was pretty funny. She was laughing about it too. Like,
well, yeah, she was.
It's the heat of the moment. You're in the middle of a game, but I just think that's a hilarious interaction. Like, just goes to show, like, whether you're playing minor hockey when you're 5 or professional hockey when you're 25, your parents are always gonna be your number one supporters, be right there and yell at you on the rink. So
that's just how it was. So like caught up in the moment, it was like more of like just a initial reaction, and then after when I saw her, I was like, listen, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have said that, but, and then I said, but don't do that again.
You call her bud?
No, but, like, oh, I was like, sorry, but, and she's like, apologies don't end in but. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, pause, please don't do that again.
Yeah, we're gonna toss a period in
there. No, it was good to have them here though. I mean, obviously didn't get to spend too much time with them because we're obviously traveling.
It's hard
and got the day off yesterday, went to Tuscaloosa.
Which
is a whole different topic we got to talk about. We've had super good weather the last couple of days too, so it was nice to walk around in shorts and a t-shirt and chill in the sun and walk around the campus.
And for them to see like what's down here too, because like I don't know about too many Canadians coming to Alabama just for a visit. So,
right. No, and they got to see 2 SEC schools in a matter of 3 days because they were at the University of Tennessee as well when we were in Knoxville. So, but yeah, no, definitely good to have them in town. And, you know, who knows? Like, that could be the last time they ever see me play hockey live, too. Right. So, like, I don't know.
What?
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they're going to make it down the rest of the season. Like,
oh,
who knows?
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so like, I don't know. It was kind of like a cool moment like we had after, and it was after the last game in Macon. I just gave him a hug and hung out for a bit.
Yeah.
And then obviously now I'll talk about Tuscaloosa because I went, that was my first time going there to like the campus.
Yeah.
We had been there to go to that bar one time for the football game.
Yeah.
But to go to the campus, man, was the most probably insane thing I've ever seen.
Oh, dude, that school's on another planet. Like everything is just bigger than it has to be, I guess. Like it's just like they put everything into their school and the school pride. Like you don't really see that in Canada.
No, you
like
don't.
You don't really see like, okay, yeah, like people are like a proud alumni, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't hold a candle to these SEC schools or in like Southern schools, the school pride. Oh my God. They got all the songs and all that shit. Yeah. And like the merch that they dish out, then you send a snap. They had their own Lulu store.
Yeah. So, like you said, they don't hold a candle. Like a lot of Canadian schools in bigger cities, the campus is built into the town.
Yeah.
In a way, like I know the University of Ottawa is like built into the downtown area. Same with U of T.
Yeah. McMaster is a little secluded. McMaster's
got its own campus. Carleton has its own campus.
Yeah.
But not to the level of this. Like in Tuscaloosa, it's the campus and then like student housing and then like obviously
and then the
everyone
town.
Else that lives there.
Yeah.
But like we walked into the first student store and there was probably the biggest Starbucks I've ever seen. On top of that, there was
and it had a drive-through too, right?
Drive-through, yeah.
Yeah.
And the line through the drive-through is like 40 cars long.
Yeah. And we're not saying that because it's unusual for a Starbucks to have a drive-through. We're saying it's a campus Starbucks, which a lot of campuses have, but like to have a drive-through too, like I think that
built
that's
into,
like really
built
cool.
into the bookstore.
Yeah, like that's fucking insane.
Yeah. So the it wasn't even the bookstore, it was the merchandise shop, one of them.
Yeah.
Which we found out that there's five.
Yeah, like that's nuts.
And so this one was two levels, everything you could imagine. And then I turned the corner and they have their own Lululemon section with customized University of Alabama Lululemon gear.
Yeah, like that's so disgusting. Like, I'd be in that store every day. Yeah, I would actually try to get a job there.
Yeah, so that'd be a good campus job. And then anyways, you come out of there and I think it's called Fraternity Row.
Oh yeah.
Where all the sorority houses and fraternity houses are.
And we were saying this at the table the other night. So growing up, I didn't know that sororities and fraternities were like real.
No.
Like I thought that was only in like American Pie and shit like that.
And like Animal House and like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I didn't know that that was an actual thing. And then I think I was 15. I was visiting a school in the States and we got a tour of the campus and we're driving by these frat houses and all that stuff. And I'm like looking at it. I'm like, oh my God, like this is real. Like people do this. And like, it's a big deal. And especially down here, these houses, they fit like what 100, 150 people. They got their own chefs. Like they're really like big mansions. And like it's like generations of getting into this fraternity or sorority. That's like, it's like a big deal in that family and stuff. Like mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy stuff.
It's definitely like the houses, like I don't even know how to describe it. Like it's like an old, obviously they're older style houses.
Yeah, they got
fit
the pillars
the campus
and
they
stuff.
Got like the Greek pillars and like all that kind of stuff.
It's what you would think of frat house.
But it's like the amount of rooms in there. Like you can see the windows. There's like at least 50 rooms on one side of the building.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
And then you see like the students walking in and out of there and there's like, and then there's like patios on the front where there's like 50 people sitting and just having coffee.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's a lifestyle.
And the sheer amount of them, there has to be over 100.
Were they all dressed the same?
No, they weren't dressed the same.
And cargo shorts and boat shoes.
We walked by a fraternity that had a couple Brad and Chads out front.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Were they wearing visors?
No.
Like turned upside down and backwards.
No, it wasn't
frosted
quite,
tips in them.
Not quite that far as a
it
stereotype.
It wasn't out of an Abercrombie catalog, was it?
Well, this one, they were all shirtless outside, like tossing a football, doing push-ups, and like drinking protein shakes.
So maybe more on the Hollister side.
Yeah, it was more on the Hollister side. No, it was like, I was absolutely blown away though.
Yeah.
And the campus is so big. We walked for 45 minutes and we didn't even do the whole campus.
Oh, dude, I can imagine. Like, I've only been to Tuscaloosa once and I must say though, pretty good looking girls. I'll say it. Hey, good for you, University of Alabama. Like gorgeous, gorgeous girls there.
You'll have to spend more time down there.
Yeah, maybe I'll go meet my wife or something.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet her. Maybe. Like we said.
Well, yeah, I wonder what she's doing right now.
Studying.
Hopefully. and the football stadium was just like crazy too. Like I've never been to a college football game, but I've never seen a building that big either.
Yeah.
I think we looked up, the capacity was 101,000 people.
Wow. I've been to one college football game. It was at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And they only, it's an older stadium, but they built onto it. So yeah. The original stadium is like inside the attachment, if that makes sense. And they added an extra 20 seats. And the stadium's so old, right? So it originally holded 60,000, which for back then is a million people.
Right.
But now it holds 80, and like crazy atmosphere at these college games.
Yeah.
Like crazy. I remember, so there's two student sections. And me and my dad and my cousins were walking in, and at the front gate, we see all, like, where security is, like, where you put your bags and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We see all these confiscated bags of marshmallows, and we're like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell is that all about? And then we get in there, and at a certain point in the game, a wave of white marshmallows just flood the field.
Really?
And so what the students do is they pack pennies in them. And then whip them on the field. So they
could try to throw them farther.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the guy comes on the PA and he goes, can the student section please stop throwing marshmallows onto the field? And then as he says that, the other student section has the other wave. And it's pretty cool.
Is that just for a specific school they play, or is it for every game?
I don't know. They were playing Boston College at the time. And like I said, that was the only game I've ever been to. Right. I don't know if that's a new tradition or an old tradition or anything like that. But I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Maybe it was just for that one.
That would take a while to clean up.
Yeah. That would suck being on the cleanup.
I mean, if your team needs a timeout, it's a good time to do it.
Like sweeping up marshmallows on turf.
Probably not the easiest thing. Probably not the funnest thing. Especially if it's hot out and melt.
Oh, it was freezing out.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. Probably hard. Make them easy to throw too.
And someone's son was playing on Notre Dame. I think it was Joe Montana's son was playing. So Joe Montana was there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then John Bon Jovi just was at the game. He just happened to be there.
The original King of New York.
Yeah. And then
Joe Montana. Is that, am I right on that? Or am I thinking of Joe Namath?
You're thinking of Joe Namath.
Oh, okay.
Montana played for San Fran.
Right. Okay.
And then the band Chicago played at halftime. So I was like, huh, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I take
it. Got to see Chicago.
Why not?
Not too many people could say that. I guess actually a lot of people could say that because they've been around for a long time. But yeah, it's a cool experience. That was in grade 8.
That's crazy. Can you hear me good in your headphones?
What?
Can you hear me good in your headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So just making sure.
Yeah, no, you're doing good.
Just working the kinks out. Yeah. You know?
We also apologize. We realized last week's episode might have been a little echoey.
Some would say, yeah. It was also a little clicky because when I was editing it, I accidentally hit the metronome feature.
Okay.
Which on GarageBand. And so the whole podcast had this in it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, I mean, a couple of people said they battled through it, and then I know a couple of people said they didn't.
Those are the OGs that battled through it. Respect.
No, this week it won't have that. I mean, I fixed it about an hour after it released. So, shout out to the people that got on it right away and found it for me, or else I wouldn't have known. But
yeah. And the people that listened to it at early in the AM. That's dedication.
Early in the AM. Yeah. Pretty early. I don't really know what. We went to Top Golf today.
Yeah, we did. That was my first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
This is sweet.
It's a pretty good place.
Yeah, you just get to launch balls as far as you can.
Yeah.
And yeah, drink, eat some food.
Well, a lot. One of our boosters' sons works there, so he was able to hook us up with a couple bays for a couple hours. We were there for a while.
Yeah,
and it was definitely.
You were there for like 2.5 hours. I can't wait, but
no, it was fun. Like we like just hanging out with the boys in a new. Again, it was nice out.
And then we had batch tonight.
Batch night, yeah.
Huge boys night.
Yeah, the Bachelors, I don't know how I feel about it this season so far.
It's been
a while since I've watched the show.
I think it's a little less fake this season.
You think? It kind of seems that way.
Like, the girls who aren't really into the guy, like, they're just kind of leaving. Which, hey, all that's, like, hey, respect. Because if you're not feeling it and then you leave, like, you're not in it for the fame, whatever. Like, it sounds weird to say, like, you're in it for love. But
yeah,
but yeah, hey, good for them. Like they're speaking, they're being true to themselves and all that. And then like even the guy, like I think he handles all the drama situations pretty well. So it's entertaining for sure this season.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot less drama this season.
Yeah, everyone just like is pretty chill for the most part. And if there's a little drama, then get the boot.
Yeah, normally they keep the people that start the drama for a while.
Yeah, you need a villain.
You always need a villain.
Especially in reality TV, you need a villain.
Yeah, like Kim Kardashian.
Is she a villain?
Not really.
No, she's good. I like her.
You like Kim? And which one's your favorite Kardashian?
I like Courtney. I think she's funny. I actually, no, I really like Kendall. I think Kendall's chill.
Okay, out of the three OGs, though, not the younger two.
The three OGs, Courtney.
I like Chloe. I think Chloe's the funniest one.
Chloe's pretty funny. I would like, go for a beer with Chloe for sure. Scott?
No, you said her name, Courtney.
Yeah.
I get so confused with all their names, other than Cam, obviously, but Courtney is like more bubbly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's like a little bit like.
She's got good one-liners.
Yeah, like yeah. That, you see her in the TikTok videos a lot because she's like a little bit bubbly and like the way she talks is like very like drawn out and like almost over the top.
Yeah, she drags her vowels a little bit.
Yeah, she's exactly. Got that, like,
voice, I guess.
Like the it's almost like she's complaining, but it's like she's just talking normally.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So like that part's entertaining, but yeah.
But hey, all the power to them because the three of them, they built an empire.
Yeah. So well, they're worth quite a bit of money.
They're a smart business family.
Yeah, they've done well for themselves.
Yeah, they're a good bunch. But yeah.
They have lots of money?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. You got the murdered out Phantom, then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably a couple of them too.
Yeah. Probably says their name on the seat. Everyone's got their own seat and everyone's got
their own. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, good for them.
Yeah, hey, they do well. They go on cool vacations. They got their show. They got their lines of clothing, makeup, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they got their hands in a couple other things. They're doing good.
Marketing geniuses, yeah.
Keep it up, girls, if you're listening.
Yeah, we know you're listening, Kim. So.
Should we get Kim on?
Yeah, she'd probably be pretty easy to get on.
Yeah,
I think we just send an email or two.
I don't think we could reach out on our personal accounts. Maybe we'll use the hockey guy account to DM her.
Maybe like, hey, that might give us a slight advantage. Although I don't know if that would give us a huge advantage because she has hundreds of millions of followers.
Yeah, she probably gets a couple DMs every now and then.
Too, I would assume so. Yeah. And then we watched the Pamela Anderson doc on Netflix too.
We were kind of in and out on it because we were doing stuff. I think we were getting ready for a game.
Were we?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was last weekend. We were getting ready for our home
little pregame motivation.
Yeah, we were just watching the Pam Anderson doc, but I liked her.
I thought she was cool. She seems like obviously she's been through a couple things.
Yeah, she's had a tough go in her career for sure. I thought how she got her start was cool. It was at a BC Lions game.
Yeah.
And then she just happened to be on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
So like, that was cool. And then I thought she was very self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, she was open and honest about she realized she made some mistakes here and there.
Yeah.
And then she realized when she was in the right as well, mm-hmm. which I agreed with a lot of the things that she said. So I enjoyed the documentary.
Yeah, she lives 15 minutes from where Jenna lives. So
yeah, that's
she's
right.
She's got a big pad there on the water. Yeah. So
she's an island girl.
Yeah, she is. Anyways. I think that'll wrap up this week's pod. Hopefully the audio is a little bit better than last week, but it's kind of nice just a chill chat more than anything this week.
This is like going for a coffee.
Yeah, honestly, it's nice. Just kind of like it's like I hadn't talked to you for a while, even though I've been living with you for like
the last literally, it was months. Like we were catching up, but I've lived with you for 3 years.
Yeah, so a couple good combos and change up the pace a little bit. Not as goofy this week, but hey, that's sometimes what you need.
I thought we'd mix in a couple.
Jokes. Yeah, there's probably a couple laughs in here and there.
I hope people find what we say
funny. Maybe you should like fart or something to like make it funny at the last couple of minutes of the episode.
Fuck! I'll give myself pink eye on this mic. I'm so close to it right now.
That's true. Yeah, maybe we'll save that for next week.
Yeah. Well, I also forgot to plug my mic in, so the first bit of this podcast is going to sound like shit on my part.
No, it's okay. Well, it'd be fine. I can edit the audio levels. Next week we'll have to do the check to make sure you were speaking into your mic that whole time and you didn't realize. I looked at you and I was like, is that thing even plugged in?
Like, look at that. When you said that, I looked down. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I was talking into this thing like I was on stage. This is brutal.
Yeah, you were. That's okay, though. It happens.
That's all right.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, Marty's back, and we'll catch up with him. Till next time, we'll see you later.
See you, folks.
Ciao.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.